This is Unit 13 of Pimsleur's Urdu. Listen to this telephone conversation. In it, you'll hear,
Hello,
which is used as a greeting when you are speaking on the phone. You'll also hear the man introduce himself by saying,
Main Bill Martin hoon.
I'm Bill Martin. Listen.
Sunye. Hello. Assalamu alaikum. Main Bill Martin hoon.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Kya aap aaj mere aur meri begam ke saath dopahar ka khana khana chahti hain?
माफ कीजिए मगर मुझे आज काम करना है
और कल 12 बजे या 1 बजे
कल ठीक है
Listen again.
हेलो अस्सलाम वालेकुम मैं बिल मार्टिन हूँ
वालेकुम अस्सलाम
क्या आप आज मेरे और मेरी बेगम के साथ दोपहर का खाना खाना चाहती हैं
माफ कीजिए मगर मुझे आज काम करना है
और कल 12 बजे या 1 बजे
कल ठीक है
Do you remember how to say tomorrow night?
Kal raat.
Today.
Aaj.
Say that it's 10 o'clock.
10 baje hain. 10.
Now say that it's 11 o'clock.
11 बजे हैं 11
Say, no, it's 12 o'clock.
जी नहीं, 12 बजे हैं 12
It's 6 o'clock.
6 बजे हैं
How do you say, then see you tomorrow night?
Phir kal raat milenge. Phir kal raat milenge.
Referring to a meeting, how does your female colleague say, I can come at 10 o'clock?
Main 10 baje aa sakti hoon. मैं 10 बजे आ सकती हूँ।
Say 10 rupees.
10 रुपए।
12 rupees.
12 रुपए।
1 rupee.
1 रुपया।
Say the numbers 6, 11, 7.
6, 11, 7.
$700.
700.
Say together, 1 rupee, 10 rupees.
Ek rupaya, 10 rupaye.
Do you remember how to say, its price?
Iski qeemat. Iski qeemat.
Now imagine you are an American man in a shop in Karachi, interested in buying an item. Ask the salesperson, how much is its price?
Iski qeemat kitni hai? Iski qeemat.
He answers, 300 rupees.
300 rupees.
Now you're back in your office, invited to lunch by co-workers. Say, I'm sorry, but today I can't come.
Maaf kijiye, magar main aaj nahi aa sakta hoon. Main aaj nahi aa sakta hoon.
A colleague suggests, How about tomorrow?
Aur kal?
She adds, at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
12 baje ya 1 baje? 12 baje ya 1 baje?
Tomorrow's okay.
Kal theek hai.
She then invites you for dinner tonight at her house with her family. You accept the invitation. Say, then see you tonight.
Phir aaj raat milenge.
How does she say, then see you at 7 o'clock?
Phir 7 baje milenge.
It's another day at the office. Your coworker asks you, at what time are you going to eat dinner?
Aap kitne baje raat ka khana khane ja rahe hain? Aap kitne baje raat ka khana khane ja rahe hain?
Answer, at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock.
6 baje ya 7 baje?
How would you say, I and my wife?
Main aur meri begum.
I and my wife are going to Baloch restaurant.
मैं और मेरी बेगम बलोच रेस्टोरेंट जा रहे हैं।
You invite your colleague to join you, but she can't make it that early. She says, "I'm sorry, but I can't come."
माफ कीजिए, मगर मैं नहीं आ सकती हूँ। मगर मैं नहीं आ सकती हूँ।
So you suggest a later time and ask, how about at 8 o'clock?
Aur 8 baje? 8.
She says, yes, I can come.
Ji haan, main aa sakti hoon.
Now suppose a Pakistani acquaintance and her husband are taking you shopping. She wants to ask how much money you have. First, just listen.
Aapke paas kitne paise hain? Aapke paas kitne paise hain?
Literally, you on how much money are. Here's the part that means on you.
Sunye aur dohraiye.
Aapke paas. Paas. Pass. Aapke. Aapke pass.
Say, on you.
Aapke pass.
Now the word money.
Sunye aur dohraiye.
Paise. Paise.
Say, money.
Paise.
Here's how much money.
Sunye aur dohraiye.
Kitne paise? Paise. Kitne? Ne. Kitne? Kitne paise?
When asking how much the price of something is, you use
kitni.
You use
kitne
when asking how much money someone has or how much are. Now ask how much money.
Kitne paise? Kitne paise?
Your acquaintance now asks, How much money is on you?
सुनिए और दोहराइए.
आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं? आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं?
You want to tell her that you have 14 rupees on you. Here's 14.
सुनिए और दोहराइए.
14. Da. Chaw. Chawda.
What's the number 4?
Char.
Now say 14.
Chawda. Chawda.
She asks again, how much money is on you?
आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं? आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं?
Answer, 1400 rupees.
1400 रुपए.
How do you say on you?
आपके पास. पास.
How would you say on me?
Mere paas. Mere.
Now try to say 1400 rupees are on me or on me 1400 rupees are.
Mere paas 1400 rupaye hain. मेरे पास 1400 रुपए हैं.
How does she ask? How much money?
कितने पैसे? कितने पैसे?
How much money is on you?
आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं? आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं?
Tell her 1400 rupees are on me.
मेरे पास 1400 रुपए हैं. मेरे पास.
You're in the store. How do you ask the sales clerk? How much is its price?
इसकी कीमत कितनी है?
The salesperson answers, it's 1100 rupees.
ये 1100 रुपए की है.
And how would he say, it's 1200 rupees?
ये 1200 रुपए की है. बारह.
How would someone ask, how much money is on you?
आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं? आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं?
Answer, 1100 rupees are on me.
मेरे पास 1100 रुपए हैं. मेरे पास 1100 रुपए हैं.
Say together 14, 13.
14, 13.
1 rupee.
1 rupee.
500 rupees.
500 rupees.
Now here's 15.
Sunye aur dohraiye.
15. Ra. Pand. 15.
Say 15.
15.
Now say 1500 rupees are on me.
मेरे पास 1500 रुपए हैं.
Your acquaintance asks, how much money?
कितने पैसे? कितने पैसे?
How much money is on you?
आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं? आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं?
Answer, 1500 rupees.
1500 रुपए.
Here's 16.
सुनिए और दोहराइए.
16. ला. So. 16.
Say 16.
Sola.
How would your acquaintance ask, are 16 rupees on you?
क्या आपके पास 16 रुपए हैं? क्या आपके पास 16 रुपए हैं?
Tell her, no, 1300 rupees are on me.
जी नहीं, मेरे पास 1300 रुपए हैं. मेरे पास 1300 रुपए हैं.
Say together, 16, 15.
16, 15.
Back in the office, some colleagues invite you out for lunch. Say, I'm sorry, but I can't come.
माफ कीजिए, मगर मैं नहीं आ सकता हूँ. माफ कीजिए, मगर मैं नहीं आ सकता हूँ.
In Pakistan, you cannot legally use American money, but sometimes for a comparison, it's useful to know the price in dollars. Here's how to ask, how much is its price in dollars? First, in dollars.
सुनिए और दोहराइए.
डॉलर में, में, डॉलर, डॉलर में.
Say, in dollars. Or dollars in.
Dollar mein.
What word means in?
Mein.
How much is its price in dollars?
Sunye aur dohraiye. Iski qeemat dollar mein kitni hai? Iski qeemat dollar mein kitni hai?
Ask again, how much is its price in dollars?
इसकी कीमत डॉलर में कितनी है?
Now you're an American woman in Karachi, out shopping with some Pakistani acquaintances. Pointing to an item, ask the shopkeeper, how much is its price?
इसकी कीमत कितनी है?
He says, it's 1500 rupees.
ये 1500 रुपए की है. ये 1500 रुपए की है.
No, it's 1600 rupees.
जी नहीं, ये 1600 रुपए की है.
Now you see another item that you'd like to purchase for a gift. The shopkeeper says, "It's 400 rupees."
ये 400 रुपए की है.
Suppose you want to know how much the item would cost in American currency. You ask one of your acquaintances, "How much is its price in dollars?"
इसकी कीमत डॉलर में कितनी है? इसकी कीमत डॉलर में कितनी है?
How does he say that he doesn't know?
मैं नहीं जानता हूँ. मैं नहीं जानता हूँ.
But then he does a quick conversion and says, $4 or $5.
चार या पांच डॉलर.
Now you ask how much another item is. The shopkeeper answers, it's 1600 rupees.
ये 1600 रुपए की है. 16.
Ask 1500 rupees.
1500 रुपए.
He says, no, 1600 rupees.
जी नहीं, 1600 रुपए.
Ask your acquaintance again, how much is its price in dollars?
इसकी कीमत डॉलर में कितनी है?
Your acquaintance tells you. However, you don't have 1600 rupees on you. Thinking of borrowing some money, you ask your acquaintance, how much money is on you?
आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं? आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं?
He says, 1400 rupees are on me.
मेरे पास 1400 रुपए हैं.
Ask again, how much is its price in dollars?
इसकी कीमत डॉलर में कितनी है?
Again, your acquaintance tells you. Now you want to ask the shopkeeper if 1300 rupees is okay. First, do you remember how to say, at 1 o'clock, okay?
एक बजे ठीक है? ठीक है.
That means, is okay. How do you think you would say, are okay?
ठीक है. है. ठीक है.
Now try to ask, 1300 rupees are okay?
1300 रुपए ठीक हैं. ठीक हैं. 1300 रुपए ठीक हैं.
How do you say again, are okay?
ठीक हैं.
Try to ask if 1400 rupees are okay.
1400 रुपए ठीक हैं.
He says, no, 1500 rupees.
जी नहीं, 1500 रुपए. 15.
1600 rupees.
1600 rupees.
You can't reach an agreement, so you start to walk away. He calls you back. How does he ask, how much money is on you?
आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं?
Answer, 1300 rupees.
1300 rupees.
1300 rupees are on me.
मेरे पास 1300 रुपए हैं.
He says, okay, 1300 rupees are okay.
ठीक है, 1300 रुपए ठीक हैं.
So you make your purchase for 1300 rupees. Next, you stop at a bookstore. An interesting book catches your eye. You only had 1300 rupees and you spent it. Ask the shopkeeper, how much is its price?
इसकी कीमत कितनी है?
He says, 200 rupees.
200 rupees.
You ask your acquaintance, how much is its price in dollars?
इसकी कीमत डॉलर में कितनी है?
He calculates the approximate amount and tells you. You bargain with the shopkeeper. Eventually, the shopkeeper says, 100 rupees are okay.
100 रुपए ठीक हैं.
You borrow the amount from your acquaintance. Then he buys a newspaper. How does the shopkeeper say? 15 rupees.
15 rupees.
And so your acquaintance buys the newspaper and you buy the book. This is the end of Unit 13 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.